A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
And good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, your home of common sense technology.
Man, you're holding that in.
Am I really?
You were holding that.
Really?
Yeah, you were. You took, it was like about an 80%.
I didn't want to, I was watching the,
I know.
The graph.
See, isn't it funny how when you see
I didn't wanna
the
blow
sound
it up.
Wave, you didn't want to make it go off the scale?
Yeah.
So very good. But I don't want you to inhibit yourself because of that graph. Don't look at those little bumps and say, I've got to do
we're gonna talk like this, yes.
No NPR here,
okay.
Man. We're
all
screaming.
Right. All right. 866-821-8255 is the number. 866-821-TALK. And as always, joined here by the massively muscular, cold stone, evil Steve at my side.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
And me, I'm my computer's user, and your host, Dr. Dave.
Break balls of fire, I'm bodacious. Break balls of fire, I'm afraid. Break balls of fire, goodness gracious. I'm chop, 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 chop with all of my might.
Yeah!
You know, it's funny, what? If you knew, if you guys out there knew, and some of you probably do, know what that character that just said that little song there,
yeah.
Dave's little intro song.
Yeah.
I'm starting to look more and more like him.
Yeah, you are.
Day.
Well, what is that about?
I don't know.
It's the Duck Dynasty thing, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's just whatever.
You're just a faddish follower.
No, I just, you know what it is?
You're a sheeple,
I'm
a lemming.
No, I'm getting ready for my MMA, the UFC, next UFC. I'm fighting in that.
Ah.
And you know how it is. Sometimes when you're taking punches and stuff and you get elbows, you
yeah,
want to
yeah,
have
yeah, yeah.
The
hair helps.
It does. And so, you know, I haven't done it on top of my head, but I'm doing it on my face. Because I'm figuring they're probably going to want to hit my face more than the top of my head.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm doing it for, no, actually, I was just lazy.
So you're figuring, you're really, really thinking they're going to hit your back.
Well.
Mostly. From the amount of hair.
That's right.
That's what it looks like to me.
That's right. And
assuming you're just going to give up your back just like that.
That's
huh?
a tactical decision I've made. And I lure him in, and then I entangle him in the
and
web
that
is my back hair.
Right by your wrist on your forearm, and that's the two spots, your back and
that's right. Oh, you betcha.
866.
It's all about targeting, Dave.
Targeting. I'm familiar with targeting.
Uh-huh. You know,
I am
you know
familiar
what I'm talking
with
about.
Targeting. Yes, yes,
targeting
yes.
And injury.
I'm familiar with injury, too. Yes. And violence. Love violence. Love violence. You ever notice? Well, no, I'm not going to go off on that tangent.
Wasn't that email I sent you, though, on that targeting
training? Oh, it was very good.
Training? Wasn't
you
it
know
interesting?
What,
the verbiage was very, I thought it was stuff that we always talk about.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And that's why I like it so much.
Well, the only thing was, though, that this really isn't a negative, but it was just something I noticed. Were they spending a whole lot of time saying the same things over and over and over very slowly?
Well,
it was weird.
I think there's a reason for that.
It was like a 7-minute video or something. And,
well, you know why?
And it was all about doing one move.
You know why?
And we can't talk about it on the air.
No, no, no. We can't. As a matter of fact, I think the video is pulled down now.
But it's one move.
And I think the reason why that is because they do it from ground up. You do not have to have any ability at all, physical or, you know,
Well, you have to be able to stand up, and you have to be able to move your arms.
Not necessarily. Yeah, but yeah.
That's it.
And not even very well.
No.
We're talking old people, injured people who have bad knees, bad backs, whatever it is.
Yeah.
No, it's an interesting training class.
Yeah, it was. It was an interesting video. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Man, I don't know. I kind of went berserk this morning. You know, I do a lot of prep throughout the week, but then I kind of, I don't know. I think it's like an insecurity thing. You know, you kind of get an idea of what you're going to talk about, and you make your preparations. And then Saturday morning comes, and you start reviewing what you're going to talk about. And there's like a, almost like a, for me, like almost a hoarding kind of thing. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, more, I need more
stories. I need 40 more stories.
And I was surprised because of your morning prep included kitchen time.
Oh, of course. That is it's all kinds of stuff.
That is actually happening as we're speaking.
Yeah.
I can smell the
aroma. Oh, no, in fact, you know, there's even landscaping involved.
In the bunker kitchen.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
I'm out trimming the tulips prior to the show as well. You don't notice that too much.
You need to simmer down on that and focus on the show, man. Come on.
Well, no, I mean, you know, 40 additional stories on a Saturday morning is probably enough.
That's true.
Since we only have 2 hours.
And, of course, since you're going to be providing lunch with that, then you're not going to argue.
Right.
You're not going to hear an argument from me.
Do you think it is... Would it be a social faux pas if you're in charge of delivering food for an event? If you just took a very small portion of that food and kept it and had your own lunch?
No.
And so when you delivered it, there was like a section cut out?
You need to learn how to disguise that, Dr. Dave.
Would that be a bad thing?
And I'm surprised that all of your years as a child.
How would they really know?
You didn't learn how to disguise your food.
Child. I'm still a child.
Because I used to do that for hours at the dinner table, disguising it. Looked like I ate my food.
Geez.
I would move it around, but I would not want to eat it.
A lot of performance art. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Yeah, tons of stuff to talk about. One of the most, you know, I don't know, we talk about this every weekend, it seems. Just a lot of the news reports I get, I kind of go, really? That was news. And so it makes it kind of tough. You know, I get these, of course, I've got 40 reports, so obviously I think something's important. But I'm just a lot of uninteresting stuff to me out there in the technological world. A lot of technology. Gobs and gobs and gobs and gobs of technology, but very little, very important. But I did run across one, and I did find it this morning. I hadn't heard about it until this morning. I was going through some stuff, and Google has a map of music, the history of modern music. Have you seen it? It's very interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting. And, you know, and that's one of the great, well, great maybe is the wrong word. It's a neat, informative, interesting tool and a powerful it's a powerful example of the use of big data. When you have gobs of data that you can just churn over, it's very interesting. It's one of the uses is you can see these trends of stuff that otherwise you just wouldn't see. It's hard to get your head around it. I'll give you the link here on Facebook in a little bit, back after this.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
Hey, guys. This is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again. Here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.